Tuesday the 15th of July, Yud Beis Tammuz, Rabbi Michoel Jablinowitz, Hirhu B'Divrei Torah.
I want to learn today the topic, essentially in Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Hirhu K'Dibur Dami, whether the thinking in a certain context, B'Divrei Torah, Kriya Shema, whatever it might be, whether thinking is considered to be as speaking, articulating, and more specifically, the connotation, the implications regarding mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. So the sugya, the main sugya, seems to be the Gemara in Brachos Nafchal Tavchof Amid Beis, the Mishnah that says Bal Keri Mahar Her Belibo Ve'Enu Mivarech Lo Lefaneha Ve'Lo La'Achareha. Okay, so the Mishnah tells you Bal Keri. Everybody knows that the din is that a Baal Keri, at least from the Takon of Ezra, right? Baal Keri is not allowed to say words of Torah. So therefore the Mishnah says the Baal Keri can't make the Birchas Kriyashma, but he could be Meharher Belibo, right? He can think in his mind Kriyashma, and that seems to be sufficient. So we have two approaches in the Gemara how to understand what the implication of this Mishnah is. First we have Amar Ravina, Zaysa Meres, Hirhur Kedibur Dami. You see that Hirhur is Kedibur. Why? Because obviously the mitzvah is to say Kriyashma. And if the Baal Keri is just Mahar Her, Kriyashma, and he's Yotzei, so obviously Hirhur Kedibur Dami, says Ravina. The Isaka Daita Chlap Kedibur Dami, Lomo Mahar. So if you would think, as we just said, that he was not Kedibur, why is he even being Mahare Kriyashma? Must be. He's doing the mitzvah this way. Oh, Kark says Ravina. So then he would say, says back, and if you want to disagree, Elamai, Hirhur Kedibur Dami, Yotzi Bisvasov. So those who would argue on that would say, you think Hirhur Kedibur Dami? If Hirhur Kedibur, if thinking Kriyashma is as if you said Kriyashma, so say it. What do you marviach by thinking it? Yotzi bisvaso. Why don't you just say the words? Right? That's everybody understand the words, Kasha? Right? Yotzi bisvaso. Say it out already. If I'm already being Yotzi kriyashma by thinking it, because here it could dibur dami, Yotzi bisvaso. Says the Gemara, Kedashkechon besina. Gemara says, no. Like we find by Har Sinai. Now, what exactly this means is a little bit difficult. Tosfos explains it in the following way. It says Tosfos, "Kedashkin b'Sinai perish af al gav de kedibur dami leinin sheyotza mikol makom lav kedibur dami leinin shebal keri aser laharher kedashkin b'Sinai." So he basically Tosfos says, "There's different levels. There's different levels. Hirur is kedibur dami regarding the fact that you're yotzei the mitzvah." Right? But it's not Kedibur Dami. Lagabi, the Takon of a Baal Keri, is not allowed to say words of Kriyashma. Like in between. That's what the Gemara says. Let's go Ashkim B'Sinai. So Tosa says, what's the Pshat? Ashkim B'Sinai. The Hayasham Dibur of Hayu Trichin Litbol. The Achul Pisho Yushoskin Shamei Ka'onet. It's a whole of Pnei Yeshua, but the simple Pshat seems to be like this. It's mamish dibur, mamish, which is aser, like you see at Sinai, right? But to be maharer is an aser. Now, what was the dibur at Sinai? Now, by the way, what's the whole connection of Sinai? The takona of Ezra learned the idea, the yisod from Har Sinai, right? That before Kabbalah Satira, so everybody had to separate from their wives, everybody had to go to the mikvah, right? Before the ultimate learning of Torah. So they're based on Har Sinai. Based on what happened at Har Sinai, Ezra was misakein that a Baal Keri has to be Tovel before he can learn Torah, right? So the Gemara seems to be answering that it works here the way we find it at Har Sinai. So what do we find at Har Sinai? First of all, where's the Dibur at Har Sinai? Where's the Dibur at Har Sinai? So the Dibur at Har Sinai was Shemei Ka'ina, says Tosfos, right? For the Shaya Shom Dibur. And they had to be Taiva. What's the Dibur? The Abu Bisha Yushoskin didn't say anything. They heard that there's a Dibris from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Taisus, Shamea Ka'ina. Everybody knows the Din of Shamea Ka'ina. The Din of Shamea Ka'ina, very simply stated, without getting into the different possibilities of understanding it, Shemei Kaona is, if I hear, like what we do by, most of us do by Kiddush Friday night, the Baal HaBayis makes Kiddush, everybody, the thief is not to listen to Kiddush, of course, as everybody knows, like Kriyas Megillah, the thief is not to listen to Megillah. We said the Baruch Ham, perhaps for women it is, right? She said the Bahag, Al Mikra Megillah, the thief is to read the Megillah, the thief is to say Kiddush. How does it work? Everybody listens to the Baal Kore, everybody listens to the Baal HaBayis make Kiddush, and it's as if they themselves, each and every person is saying it himself. So that's the Pshat of Maimon Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibris. There was a din of Shomea Ke'oineh, and therefore it was like Dibur. But it has to be Dibur. But to be Maharer, Maharer is even a lower level. Right? That's how Tosis explains it. Even though you're Yosei, Maharer is a lower level. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. I can't help but point out at this time, there's a very next Tosis, a famous Tosis on the next daf. But Tosis talks about the halacha. Everybody knows the halacha. What do we do? What do you do halacha? Somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei. He's davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, or maybe you're not davening such a long Shmoneh Esrei. He's slipped. He would daven to say Shmoneh Esrei, and it comes time for kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? So says Taishas, so you stop and you listen. You listen Shamea Kaina. You listen Shamea Kaina. So it's interesting. Then he says, obviously it's better to say it yourself. Listen what he says. It's Lichadchila, you want to say it yourself because there's a whole din. What is Tosa come onto? There's another din. Everybody knows there's a din. Let's say you walk into Shul, or let's say Mincha, where you don't have a whole thing to say before Shmoneh. So say you walk into Shul, and they already started Shmoneh Esrei, and if you start, you're going to miss Kedusha. You shouldn't start Shmoneh Esrei because you'll miss Kedusha. I fractosis, so what's the big deal if I miss Kedusha? I'll listen to Kedusha in the middle of my Shmoneh Esrei, and I'll be out there Shemei Kainus. Why is there a din that I have to, if I'm going to miss Kedusha, I can't start my Shmoneh Esrei? That's Tosa Kasha. Tosa says, V'yeshlom ha'lechanchila ein la'asos kein da'niya chashiv etfei hider mitzvah. Obviously, it's better. It's better to say it. Then to listen, I'll Shamei Ka'one. It sounds a lot like what we're saying only by hearers. And hearers even lower. Hearers not even saying it. Even though you can be Yosef the Mitzvah according to this mandam of Hir Kedibur Domi. Then he brings, V'Rabbeinu Tam V'ri Hayo Omrim Da'ad Rabba. He Shamei Ka'one Havi Yavsok Im Shosek. And he brings the famous Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Says, no! According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, you're not allowed to stop and listen to Kiddush in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. Because since it's a din of Shemei Ka'ineh, if you listen to Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kivoit in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, you'd be mastic in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Shemei Ka'ineh. It's as if you're speaking in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Therefore, they say you're not allowed to do it. Cool. So this concludes, Mikomakom Na'ago Am Lishtov Lishmov the Gadol Aminim. The minig is that we stop and we listen, and that's the minig, that's where we go. Even though Lechai, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri have a good point. That's what Tosfos seems to say. But the truth is, it really seems to fit along the lines of what we're saying. That even though technically speaking, obviously that's the answer, Lechai, right? Even though technically speaking, Shemei Ka'ineh, Lagabe, I fulfilled the mitzvah, I said Kiddush, I said Megillah, it's not like Dibur Mamish. It's not like Dibur Mamish. And that's why there's even, like I said, there's even a third level, an even lower level called Hirur. There's a lower level called Hirur, which, according to Ravina, according to the Manda Omar of Hirur Ki Dibur Dame, I'm Yosei the Mitzvah, but even though it's not even a Dibur, that a Balkari is also Laharher, right? So Shamei Ka'oneh is a Dibur, but it's not a Dibur that's considered to be a Hefsek in Shimon Esrei. Just showing that there are different levels, and that's Lachaira, what the Gemara is answering according to Shitas Tosfos. That's Ravina. Then we have another mandama. Rav Chista Amar Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami. Hirhur is not like Dibur. He's not like a Daikir Hirhur Kedibur Dami. Yotzi Bisvasav. Rav Chista learns Fakir from Ravina. What was the Kasha on Ravina is Rav Chista's proof. Rav Chista says that Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Dami. What's his proof? Because if Hirhur was Kedibur, right? Then you should say it. You should actually yotze bisfasa. Elamai, you see, you can't speak. It's not really speaking. So, you're Mahara. He's a Balkari. He wasn't Taibel. He's Mahara. So the Gemara asks, my hero lav kedibur dami lama maharish. If you tell me here is lav kedibur dami, then the obvious tasha is what's going on in the Mishnah. What's he doing? If here kalav dibur dami, what's he doing in the Mishnah? So Omar Abalazi Kadesh Lo Yo who call olim oskim bova who yoshev ubata. In order that everybody should be in shul, everybody's saying Shmones, right? And you're about carried, and you're not involved. Everybody's saying Krish, but you're not involved. So it's a way of being involved, but it's not a way of being yotzei the mitzvah. So you learn different pshat b'chlal. So is machlokes amaroyim meharim pshat in the Mishnah? Is the balkari who's maharer is being yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? And this machlokes is based on understanding of whether here a kedibur dami or here a lav kedibur dami. Is here who is thinking like speaking, like articulating, or here not like speaking, not like articulating? Okay. Tosfos over here says that we hold lahalacha like what chista. Like the second man to Omer, Kosh Rabba Lazar, I'm not going to go on and read the Gemara. There's another Amora that answers up other kashas on Rav Chisda, and we know that generally speaking, one of the klolim of Psak in the Gemara is that if you see that the Gemara is shokil v'tari, if the Gemara is going back and forth and dealing with a particular position, that seems to indicate that the Gemara is accepting that position as the authoritative position. And based on that fact over here, Tosfos paskins hirhur lav kedibur dami. Okay? And that is, in fact, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The fact that the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami. And it's brought in Siman Mem Zayin in Hilchos Berachos HaTorah. This is what I want to focus on. In Siman Mem Zayin, Siv Dalet, the Mechaber Paskins, HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah, Einu Tzorach L'Varech. Okay? So this is a big issue for all of us, right? Wake up in the morning, and right away, the first thing you want to do is you want to think in learning. We're still struggling with the sugya we learned yesterday and didn't quite understand it last night. We're allowed to think about it. We have to stop. We have to say Birchas HaTorah before we can start thinking about last night's sugya. Says, Mechaber, don't worry about it. Here we're allowed to dibur dami, like Rav Chisda in the Gemara Brachos Chaf Amid Beis, and therefore you don't have to say Birchas Hateira. Not only that, the Ramah takes it a step further. Says the Ramah, for who hadin diyacho lipsoik din beloy nesinas tam ledvar. Not only that, says the Ramah, you're allowed to give a psak halacha without explaining the reason for the psak. Meaning, if someone comes to you and asks you, right, someone comes and shows you a chicken, kosher or not kosher, you can say kosher. If you start saying, oh, the reason it's kosher, that's obviously divrei Torah. You're speaking in learning. But just to say mutar or asur, says the Ramah, that's not speaking Torah, right? That's the Ramah. Okay? So the Mechaber and the Ramah both see the paskin over here, hear a lot kedibur dami, and therefore hear her, the divrei Torah does not require a bracha. Birchas HaTorah. There's one other case situation, just to, before we get back to here, there's one other situation where this Indian of Hirik Kedibur Dami, Lav Kedibur Dami is brought lahalach, it's by Kriyashma, obviously. The sugya is in Kriyashma. What do we say by Kriyashma? I mean, we just shtel tzud over the Birchos HaTorah. What about in Kriyashma itself? So here, the Mechaber Paskin is like this. In Simen Samach Bei Siv Gimel, he says, Tzarek Lashmi Ala Ozna. Everybody remembers the Machlokes. When you say Kriyashma, whether you have to hear it yourself. We're talking about when you're saying the words. We're not talking about hearer at this point. You're saying the words, but maybe you're saying it so quietly that you don't hear it yourself, right? So the Mechaber says, Tzarek Lashmi Ala Ozna of Mashem Motzi Bitziv. You have to hear what you're saying. V'imlo Lashmi Ala Ozna of Yatza. B'diyevet, we pass it, it's okay. So Alpi Din, we hold, you don't have to be Mashmi Ala Ozna. You don't have to hear the words yourself. Uvilvad sheyotzi b'sfasav. Oh, uvilvad sheyotzi b'sfasav. So here the Mechaber seems to be asking, hear her lav kedibur dami. You don't have to maybe b'diyevet say it loud enough to hear it, but you have to say it. It has to be words. You can't just read the kriyashma and the sitter. You have to say it. Oh, hear her lav kedibur dami. But in the very next halacha, zokt Mechaber, in machmas choli o onis acher, Koras Kriyashma Berlibo. But if somebody's sick, never. Or there's some other oinus that they have, and they can't say it, right? They can't speak, can't say the words of Kriyashma. What's the halacha? He says, Kore Kriyashma Balibo, read it in your heart, right? In other words, think the words of Kriyashma. And if you so and did that, Yasa. Seems to be safe to himself. Seems to say, Bidiyabed, if you really need to, you still fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah jumps right in over here on Yatza and says, Hayatza lo lagamri komar. This doesn't mean that your mamish fulfill the mitzvah. The kaimalon hir hur lav kedibur dami. Ela ritzon alomad al kol poni b'shosheni ochol ledaber yahare kriyashma belibo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu yikbalo schara vurzeth. Mishnah Berurah gives a whole explanation. The pshan yatza means, Nebuch, he can't say Kriyashma, say it anyway, and you get some kind of schar. But mitzvah's Kriyashma, lo kiyamta, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because we hold the halacha here, or lav kedibur dami. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, at least, even though it may not be clear from a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, clearly we're holding the halacha here, or lav kedibur dami. Okay? Everything so fine is glad. Except, there's a problem with the next halacha. The next halacha is actually, that we're going to read, is the previous halach. The previous halach in Hilchos Birchos HaTorah, right prior to saying, I'm a harer b'divrei Torah, eino tzorach l'barech, the Mechaber says, ha-koseiv b'divrei Torah, afa pisha eino korei, tzorach l'barech. Says the Mechaber, if you're writing divrei Torah, that's a different category. HaKoseiv Divrei Torah, even though you're not reading it, you're not saying anything, nonetheless you have to say Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Mechaber says. So everybody asks, how could the Mechaber paskin this way? He paskins here a lot Kedibur Dami. He paskins that you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah to think words of Torah. So why does he paskin you have to say Birchas HaTorah in order to write? So there are three different approaches to why HaKoseiv Divrei Torah as a different din than Hamahar have a different Torah. Actually, well, three different approaches to how to deal with this issue in the Mechaber. I'll say it like that. Approach number one is that somehow, since you're doing a Maisa, since you're sitting and writing words of Torah, even though nothing is coming out of my mouth, even though I'm not articulating anything, nonetheless, that's called that requires a bracha. The fact that there's a pula, when I'm stopped thinking, or even lying in my bed, and I'm thinking words of Torah, that doesn't require a bracha. When I'm sitting and writing, I'm doing a maisa, I'm doing a pula, doing an action, I'm doing an activity, that requires a bracha. Okay? That's how some of the acharonim resolve the apparent contradiction in the Mechaber. That's one approach, that's one mahalach. And there's another mahalach. The other mahalach is, the Acharon bring down Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in a different context say, it's a different context, but they apply it over here to answer up for the Mechaber, and they say, what do they say? They say typically when a person writes, right? When a sefer writes, when he writes, he's going to say the words. He's going to say the words. Typically, you don't write and without saying anything. Typically, the normal way is to speak. So really what the Mechaber is saying, according to that Mahalach, the Taz brings this Rabbeinu Yonah, but according to that Mahalach, what the Mechaber is saying, when you write words of Torah, since in all Apo Pisha Eino Kor, it says Apo Pisha Eino Kor, you have to read the Pshat, even though you don't intend to read, but since in all probability you're going to end up saying words of Torah, therefore better to say a bracha. Therefore the Halacha is to say a bracha. Okay? Those are the first two approaches. Either that the Maisa changes it, or the fact that when you write the Torah, typically you're going to say the words alone. Third approach is the Bi'ur HaGra. Of course, the Vilna Gaon always has the most harif, the most independent way of looking at it. He says it's a steer in the Mechaber. What's a steer in the Mechaber? Steer in the Mechaber, and La Halacha. The truth is, before you continue, I just want to point out something, that for all of us, it's not a problem. Why for all of us, it's not a problem? Because for all of us, with our minig is, what's our minig when we say Birchas HaTorah? What's our minig when we say Birchas HaTorah? What? We say Torah right away. So there's no nafkamin, right? So there's no nafkamin meaning, the Mechaber says to say Birchas HaTorah before you write, right? Maybe you're not chayiv. How can I say Birchas HaTorah if I'm not doing the mitzvah of writing? So for us, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. We could always be machmir. What do you mean machmir? Shavik brachas lahakia. No, we could always be machmir, because when we say brachas haTorah, we're learning Torah anyway. So there's a machlokes achronim, whether you have to write, whether you have to say brachas haTorah before you write. Okay, I'll be machmir, and I'll say brachas haTorah, because I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to say berecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. I'm going to say eilu dvarim, and then memela I learn Torah, and so I'm fine. So it's not a problem, and I can be machmir before I write. But the Vilna Gaon says no, it's a steer in the machab. And therefore, the halacha, if someone's going to write words of Torah, therefore, I'm going to write words of Torah, and lo yitzri a situation where I would say brichas haTorah without saying Torah right away, and be somek on laksiva, I should not do that. La halacha, I should not say brichas haTorah alone and be somek on the ksiva as being the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that I'm going to do. I shouldn't do that. La halacha, because of this apparent contradiction in the Shulchan. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Now there's another Vilna Gaon on this essential notion of Maharer B'Divrei Torah, that you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. Says the Vilna Gaon, how could that be? How could there be a halacha HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah Einu Tzorech Levarech? How could there be such a halacha? Someone sits and thinks in learning, he's thinking over the sugya, he's not being the kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's not called Talmud Torah. I'm sitting and thinking, I'm trying to figure out the hard tesis. That's not called the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, what does the pasuk say? V'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla. Pasuk says, v'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla. V'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla. V'hagisa, he says is milashon, yulu ratzon imreifi. The Hegyon Libi. What is that? What do we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei? Imreifi, of course, is the spoken, articulated words of my mouth, but also we say the Hegyon Libi, the thoughts of my heart. The Hegyon Libi, he says, that's the same word as the Hagisaba. So the mitzvah is accomplished even with thinking in Torah. So how could there be a halacha that if you're just going to think Torah, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah? Lo yitachen, says the Vilna Gaon. And he doesn't like this halacha. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, better to say Birchas HaTorah before you think words of Torah. Now, the Chai Adam and the Nishmas Adam, it's kind of like on the Vilna Gaon. And he brings all different rayas with the source of Birchas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekra. What do we say, Birchas HaTorah? La'asoyt be'divrei Torah. So he wants to say no. He wants to say for Keres that the mitzvah is dafka be'divrei Torah. La'asoyt be'divrei. Milashon dibur, to speak words of Torah. Certainly we know, by the way, certainly we know Chazal, there are many different Gemaras that speak about a person should always speak the words when he's learning. That's not the issue. The issue is not whether it's better for a person to speak out the words, to say the words when he's learning. The question is it a mitzvah if you don't speak out the words? Is it a mitzvah if I'm just speaking the words of Torah? So, Nishmas Adam is Chaylik. He says, no, the mitzvah is dafka speaking, and therefore the halacha is like the Mechaber, he'll ask a deeper dummy. You don't have to say a bracha. Others support the Vilna Gaon. But they say that the Vilna Gaon is holding that Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. The Gemara over here is talking about Krishma. In Krishma, Enochanami, old hero, Lab, Kedibur, Dami. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we hold hero, Kedibur, Dami. That's what they say to Psham, the Vilna Gaon. Now there's another halacha brought by the Rambam, which is there's a minig different places, they do it more today, a lot of places do it less, saying piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, right? In the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to be mapsik. So the Mechaber says in Simon Samaches, yesh mekomo shemapsikim bebirchas Kriya Shema lomar piyutim. There are people that are mafsik and they say piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. V'nachon limnoam ila omram mishum dehave hefek. L'chai Rav Paskin, you shouldn't say piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. It's a hefek.
Even though Yomim Naron, in a chilapim.
Says the Rambo, Hagor. The Yesh Omrim, they're Nisr Bedover. So all those who don't say Piyutim, right? For Yosef and Eretz Yisrael, nobody says Piyutim, right? Like the Machaber, you shouldn't say any Piyutim. Those who do, the Rambo says, they're Nisr Bedover, it's okay, you can say Piyutim. If you make it, you don't say it, it's okay. Here's the part I want. In the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, so Piyutim is okay, Apidin it's okay, you don't want to say, you don't have to, but to sit and learn in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, says the Ramah, is Aser. Oh. Is Aser. So one of the Achron in particular, the Binyan Ulam says, oh, this is the Vilna Gaon? This is the Vilna Gaon. Why? Because the Vilna Gaon holds that what? Now when it comes to Talmud Torah, here Kedim were dummy. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to speak in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. So, you know, they're taking an extra long time, they're schlepping out, right? I want to sit and learn with the Gemara. Am I allowed to sit and learn with the Gemara during Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Machabe, the Ramoya says, you shouldn't. And he wants to say, the Minyan Olam wants to say, that's the Vilna Gaon. Now when it comes to Talmud Torah, here Kedim were dummy. And therefore, just sitting and learning, it's like I'm speaking, it's like I am interrupting. Comes to Bir Halacha, and he says, that's not Pshat in the Vilna Gaon B'chla. Not Pshat in the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon holds that when the Gemara concludes in Brachis, Hir Hur Lav Kedibur Dami, that's the Halacha across the board. Whether it's Kriya Shema, whether it's Talmud Torah, whatever the mitzvah is, Hir Hur Lav Kedibur Dami. And therefore, if I want to sit and learn, open up a Gemara in the middle Birchas Kriya Shema, the Vilna Gaon would say, fine, you can learn in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. They're not speaking, of course. Because even though you're learning here or lav kedibur dami, that's not what the Vilna Gaon is saying. The Vilna Gaon is saying that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also on hearer. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also for thinking the words of Torah. So therefore, when it comes to the psak of the Mechaber, that Hamaharer b'divrei Torah ain't tzorach levorech on that the Vilna Gaon is chaylik, and he says no. Hirur b'divrei Torah is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the hagista b'yayimam v'loila, and therefore, if you want to think words of Torah, you have to say a bracha beforehand. However, legabi the issue of hirur kedibur dami, of course, hirur lav kedibur dami. It's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not like articulating. In other words, give another nafkamina, the Vilna Gaon certainly agreed to what I said earlier, the principle that the Chazal say, it's better to speak the words of Torah. The Vilna Gaon would say, no, here are Kedibur Dami, I'm thinking words of Torah, it's as if I'm saying it out. No! It's better to say out the words of Torah. And the Rambam brings it down la'alacha. And look at Talmud Torah, first to show he say the words. It's better to say the words. Even not the Vilna Gaon, it's better to say the words than think the words. What the Vilna Gaon is saying is that thinking is also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's still a kind of mitzvah, but it's better just to say the words, says the Vilna Gaon. And therefore, another nafkamina l'halacha is that according to the Vilna Gaon, if I want to sit and learn Gemara in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, whatever the reason might be, then I'm allowed to do that, because here are lav kedibur dami, it's not a hefsek, and therefore the Vilna Gaon would be cholak on this Ramah, the cholak of the Mechaber in Hilchas Birchas, the Torah says you have to make a bracha before you think words of Torah mitzad echad, or mitzad sheni, is cholak on this Ramah as well, who says you're not allowed to, in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, think words of, think and learning, think words of Torah, that's, the Vilna Gaon is also cholak, because la halacha we hold here a lav kedibur dami.